Parashas Hazinu is mainly a Shira being taught to the Bnei Yisrael. And we said at the end of Parashas Nitzavim, Kisvu lechem as a Shira Hazos v'amdes Bnei Yisrael, asim afim l'antir tira Shira Hazos li'aid b'Bnei Yisrael. This Shira will be a witness to the Jewish people, that this Shira is, in a sense, it has psukim like Hatzor Tam and Polo about Hashem's righteousness, and Zechor Yimason about remembering Hashem's chesed, but it's also a warning about what will be with the Jewish people when they make mistakes and they stumble. It's, in a sense, it's a warning to the Jewish people. And that's how Rashi describes it in the first Rashi in the Parsha. The Parsha starts off, Hazinu Hashamayim v'adaber v'sishma aretz emrefi. Let the sky listen as I speak, let the land hear the words of my mouth. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi explains from the Medrash, Rashi, that I warn the Jewish people, and you, the sky and the land, the heaven and the earth, are my witness on this. Why the heaven and the earth? Because if you have a human witness, tomorrow is gone. And Klal Yisrael could say, oh, when did we accept this bris? When did we sign this covenant that they agreed to at the end of Sefer Devarim here? So that's why Shemayim and Aretz bear witness, because they're eternal witnesses. And Rashi elaborates that, in fact, they are actually part more than just witnesses. They actually are part of the enforcement, that if we do what we're supposed to do, then the land will give us tremendous blessing. Hagefen will be titein peria, the arts will be titein esivua, and the sky also would be, Hashem will be titein tilam. At the same time, im yischaivu, if we do the wrong thing, then the sky, then the heavens and earth will be for the first lines of punishment. It says, "V'yatzaras Hashemayim v'liyamatar v'adama lo sitenes yivula v'avaratem mehera." That first the sky will dry up and the land will not give produce. Then v'avaratem mehera. Then our enemies will come and attack us and throw us out of Eretz Yisrael. But the first line of punishment is going to come from the heavens and the earth. And it seems it's connected to this idea of Hazinu Hashemayim v'adaber v'sishma aretz emrefi, that they're the Edim, and they're also part, that they're the Edim, the witnesses that Hashem has warned us, the eternal witnesses of the heaven and the earth, and they are also somewhat in a position of responsibility to enforce Hashem's will in us keeping the bris. There's an interesting pasuk at the end of Nitzavim, in Lamed Yud Tes, it says, Haidosi v'chem hayom es Hashemayim v'saretz, again, that the heavens and the earth will bear witness today. I've placed life and death before you. You should choose life. That you and your children will survive. So Rashi brings from the Sifri that, again, this idea that the heavens and the earth are witness because they stand forever. And he brings, Hashem says to Kaiser, look at the heavens that I created to serve me. Do they ever change their midos? Does the sun ever say, I'm not rising from the east today? I'm not going to light up the world today? Look at the ground. Does the ground ever say, you know, you planted spelt, I want to grow wheat? Maybe, do they ever change? They're very stable, reliable servants. And these, they don't get reward or punishment for what they do. If they Zoche, they're not makabo any schar. If they do what's right, they're not makabo schar for it. If they sin, they're not makabo any punishment. And they don't change. So what about you? You have schar v'onesh. You for sure have to keep with the program. And the Sifri, if you look at the lesson of Sifri, the Sifri actually elaborates that not only does the sun do what it's supposed to do, v'zarach Hashem shuvah Hashemesh, but we say in Tehillim, just as kegibo roots orach, that the sun is actually happy to do Hashem's will. He's very excited about doing Hashem's will. And the Sifri says, kav v'chomer. These, they don't get schar v'lo hefsed, im zochim mekabim schar, im chotim ein mekabim poronos. Vein chosim al b'neim v'abenoseim. They don't have children they have to worry about. You, if you do the right thing, you get reward. If you do the wrong thing, you get punished. And you have family you have to worry about. Alachas kama kama, you have to be careful not to change your midos in the regards of doing what you're supposed to do. Had a lot of trouble with this Sifri. I was very confused by it. It's Rashi. How are you comparing me to the sky? The sun gets up every day and says at the right time. So you have to learn from that you've got to get up for Shachris when you're supposed to get up. And you can't stay up late doing foolishness. You got to go to bed on time. And the earth gives forth what you plant. So too you. You have to react to react to things. And I guess I'm trying to think what the nimshal is supposed to be. Maybe react to stimuli without getting angry. You have to behave in a certain way. And they don't even get reward and punishment for it. And you get reward and punishment for it. All the more so why you should behave. Funny, you're going to give somebody, imagine giving somebody mussar like that. You're comparing me to the sun, you're comparing me to the ground. They don't have Yetzaharas, they don't have TVs, they don't have they're in a whole different world. What are you comparing me? Well, they keep with the program, why don't you? Because I have a Yetzahara, and I'm not the ground, and I'm not the sun. What's the Medrash trying to teach us? I was thinking maybe the Pshat is not that we're supposed to take mussar. If they behave, why can't you? You know, if animals do what they're supposed to do and they're trained, why can't you do what you're supposed to do? I think the pshat is that we're supposed to learn from them, that they do what they're supposed to do. And it's not because of reward or punishment. They do what they're supposed to do. And we're supposed to learn from that, that we got to have a perspective, that we got to do what we got to do. And especially when we have reward and we have punishment and it makes a difference in our lives and it uplifts us as human beings when we do the right thing, and it brings us down when we do the wrong things. And our whole siyata dishmaya of how Hashem judges us and our families is totally different depending on how we're behaving, whether we're davening, whether we're learning, whether we're doing the right mitzvahs, whether we're behaving with the proper midos. So it's not so much why can't you behave if the sun behaves. I don't think that's the pshat. I think the pshat is that the sun's a role model. Look at the sun. He's a poel naman. He does what he's supposed to do, and he's happy to do what he's supposed to do. And you have to strive for that too, to do what you're supposed to do with consistency and find happiness in doing what you're supposed to do. Some thoughts as we come off of the Yemei HaDin, where we made Kabbalas, and hopefully we'll stick to those Kabbalas, and we have the opportunity to do many mitzvahs now in the days of Zman Simchas Teinu, of Sukkah, some like the mitzvah of Sukkah, where our Kavana of we sit in the Sukkah to remember how Hashem took us in Sukkos, in Teshuva B'Sukkos, in the Midbar, and the Kavana is very much a part of the mitzvah. And then we have mitzvahs like shaking the woman Esrog, where it's very much the only pshat I've ever seen in the Nanuim or Alpi Kabbalah. And it's a lot of that we're doing what we're supposed to do, even if we don't necessarily understand exactly why we're doing it. And we sit in the Sukkah, and maybe even Moshe Nefesh, when it's cold, to sit in the Sukkah, spend time in the Sukkah, and it's not Kishmak out there. And we're doing it because that's what we're supposed to do. And we're showing Hashem our sincerity. We're showing Him that we're committed to doing what we're supposed to do. And that's a lesson we should take from the Shemayim Va'aretz, and something we should try to implement as much as we can. Have a good Shabbos.